Welcome to Like It Is, Reflections on Life in the 21st Century. In the course of life, we have all done and said a lot of things that were dumb, hurtful, and just plain wrong. And I'm not referring to those occasions when we misunderstand one another's words or intentions, or sometimes when we didn't express what we intended clearly. The truth is that sometimes in anger, frustration, or self-centeredness, we have just acted badly. It is often only much later, when we have had some time to think about it, and perhaps mature a bit or become less self-centered in our thinking, that our action begins to trouble us. So what do we do when we recognize and are willing to admit how wrong we were about something? This is not a reference to wrong things about which no one knows, but to ones where we have plainly made a fool of ourselves and hurt others in the process. Unfortunately, by the time we recognize our fault, sometimes the moment is gone. The opportunity to confess our error to the people to whom it would matter may just not be there anymore. And sometimes, when there is a chance to make amends, we are afraid to do it. We may be too embarrassed. We may fear that returning to the matter will only invite the offended person to express their hurt or anger toward us. Or maybe we fear that the offended person will just be hurt all over again. But there are times when we just may need to do it. We can't make what happened right, but we can at least acknowledge that we are sorry. Perhaps there are some experiences in your life that deserve some careful thought. I will return to this theme again next week to explore the other side of the coin. How do we react when someone tries to say, "I'm sorry," to us? Please join me next week for another segment of Like It Is.